Call today.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind as we launch in hour number 3 of the program. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com, as we go to the phones to the fun. Talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Matt.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
I wanted to say a little bit about rights. I wanted to run this by you.
Okay.
A little bit of an explanation. People, you know, when they talk about rights, and particularly when they refer to the Constitution, have to realize what was going on at the time that that was written. And they, when they're talking about it and they're trying to put it in modern terms and they're saying we have the right to medical care or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they're taking things completely out of context. The Founding Fathers didn't care about medical care. The Founding Fathers were under siege from a tyrannical government across the oceans that were keeping them from trading freely with other countries.
Mm-hmm. And keeping their money.
Right. And they were taking their money and stuff. And the Founding Fathers wanted that to stop. So when they're talking about rights, they're talking about their own right to self-determination.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to get rid of a government. They are not saying, government, come and help us. They're saying, government,
leave us alone.
Stay out of our lives.
Well, you're right.
Well, one of the problems that I've got with it is that you give the Founding Fathers the ability to create rights. That somehow the founding documents give us our rights, and that the Founding Fathers must have therefore given us our rights.
Well,
and
that's not
gives
what I'm saying
that gives current. I understand that's not what you're saying, but the explanation could sound that way to a socialist. That way, Hillary Clinton has the right to, in fact, give us all the right to health care because she said it. She speaks it into being. It's true, and it's just not.
Well, yeah, I would disagree with that.
Of course you would.
My point being, I mean, it says there, it says these rights were given to us by God. That,
mm-hmm.
that is said in, I think, the Declaration of Independence, or I'm not sure if it's said in the Constitution mm-hmm. or not. But the point I'm making is that the people that were in charge of setting up this government, the ones that really wanted it, and really we're fighting for government to leave us alone.
Mm-hmm. True to a point. True to a point, but it was the influences of people like Alexander Hamilton that made it so the Constitution was far less a pro-liberty document than the Articles of Confederation were, and so his crew might have been responsible for the phrase about the general welfare, which of course is like, you know, this loophole that you can stick a truck through.
Well, it has become basically a loophole that you can stick a truck through.
It
wasn't originally.
And that's why there's a problem with standing firm on the Constitution as your basis for liberty, because if you talk to a socialist, they'll just say, well, that's your interpretation. And that's your interpretation, Matt, of what the Founding Fathers were thinking. They could interpret things differently, and they do. And unfortunately, they're the ones that are in charge. So that's sort of one of the reasons why, you know, I used to feel like the Constitution was really important, but then I eventually found that, well, it's got all these loopholes, and you can't... It's like arguing the Bible with somebody, you know? You can interpret these things in different ways, and it may be cut and clear to us, but for everybody else, it's not that way. So I think it's just important to... You can use the Constitution and make some points, but if they start going in that direction of, well, the general welfare says you can do anything, well, then you just need to back away from the Constitution at that point and say, look, this is about liberty, not about the Constitution.
Right, which is my original point was how they're taking it out of context. They're taking it out of the context of the times that it was in.
That much is true, but I guess, you know, they're in charge, so that's what they're going to do.
They're in charge now. Hopefully not for long.
Yep. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The Constitution was a great attempt.
Yeah, it's certainly
really
no infallible thing. It said the blacks were worth three-fifths of a person and certainly didn't give them the right to vote.
Right.
It's by no means faultless, but it's a good
place
to start.
Yeah, they thought they could bind the government down with the chains of the Constitution, and as it turned out, well, it just took a torch to the chains, a welder, and
they were chains at all.
Just cut right through those chains, as the people weren't really paying much attention when that was going on, and subsequently they took control of the government education system and started teaching young people that it is indeed the government that gives you the rights, and these are things they teach in government schools. You have rights because of the Constitution. Things like that, just nonsense and misinformation. And here we are today. Here we are today with the Supreme Court that can interpret the Constitution in whatever way it wants to without any sort of penalty.
Right, and they say things that are just ludicrous. And there's nothing we can do about it.
Right, there's no one else you can appeal to. They are the end-all be-all as far as this government is concerned. So that's why getting back to the Constitution is a good start. That's why the Constitution would be a nice starting point for achieving more liberty in this country. So it's still valid in that you can point to it and say, well, let's try to get here and then talk about more liberty from that point on. But if you get into a constitutional discussion with somebody, it's going to end up in a stalemate. You can't convince someone who believes that that general welfare clause in the Constitution is... That just means, well, there needs to be government welfare programs and payments and subsidies and farm subsidies.
I don't think that they really believe that. I think that they consider it a loophole through the Constitution. I mean, the Constitution...
I don't think they consider it a loophole. I think they really believe it. The Congress shall have the power to provide for the general welfare. That sounds to me, and I can understand how they would see it this way, that sounds to me like they want to provide things for your welfare. So, again, you just get into a debating contest and no one's ever going to win anything.
There you go.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the Gourd Captain in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind?
When I called on last Friday, when Jorge made a dastardly attack after I left calling you boring.
Jorge? Yeah, he called you the Boar Captain. That was
right. What you don't know is the secret purpose behind that attack. While he was distracting me with his cowardly antics, some spiders emerged from a hole, apparently leading all the way back to, I believe it was Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
That was apparently dug by some guy on moxie weed. The spiders were crawling out and going to steal the gourd. Do you know how big of a threat that is? That thing goes nuclear, could blow the entire city.
Sounds dangerous, Gourd Captain.
Yeah. Then before I could turn around, there were cans of asparagus blocking the pile. In a pile of blocking.
You're as high as Jorge is.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go back to the email box. We started this last hour. It's from somebody who claims to be a liberal, and it's just full of misinformation, and I like emails full of misinformation and just silly claims, so we'll debunk it. He says, I love money. Don't get me wrong. But too much of anything is a bad thing. I just have to disagree with that. I don't think that you can have too much money.
No, I don't think so either. I think that there are attitudes that sometimes can go with money. The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. Somehow or another, that's gotten turned
into a silly old book, just like the Constitution is an old document.
I understand that that's how you feel about it, but a great deal of people consider the Bible to be very relevant.
I love money.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm evil?
I think that you can get some attitudes around money that can be bad for you and bad for other people.
I can understand unhealthy attitudes. That I understand.
Yeah.
But to say that, and I do agree generally with the statement that, anything in excess can be harmful.
Mm-hmm.
I do generally agree with that. But if you ever find yourself feeling as though you have too much money, there are plenty of people and organizations out there that will be happy to relieve you of your burden.
Yes.
Including Free Talk Live's AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. But seriously, though, money isn't the root of all evil. Money is whatever. Money allows you to have the freedom to do what you want.
Right. Having money allows people to do all kinds of great things.
Right.
All kinds of philanthropy. It provides great services for people.
Precisely. If it weren't for profits, then businesses wouldn't be able to contribute that money to other worthwhile organizations. Julia and I were at the grocery store the other day. It's a great little chain in the Northeast called Price Chopper. And they had this 75 years. Like, they've been open for 75 years, and they had this brochure.
Chopping prices.
They had this brochure that just talked all about the company. and, you know, how it was started by the family way back when, and here's all their innovations. Price Chopper innovated 24 hours for grocery stores.
Really?
Back in the 1970s. That just made me feel good, because I just love 24-hour stores. But they were also talking about all the different charities that they gave to. They had two full pages just with various different types of charity, you know, everything from breast cancer to helping animals that they're contributing some of their profits to. And you just look at this thing and you say, how can people hate companies? They're helping people. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website, right there at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
800-259-9231. As we continue, sharing an email with you from a listener who considers himself a liberal, but really only because he's been misinformed, just like most people in America. He's got a lot of misinformation in his head about what the marketplace is and about what greed is and government is.
Rich people,
money, and, you know, money's the root of all evil, all this nonsense that we've been programmed to believe. And hopefully some of this will undo that programming. If not with him, but maybe with you. 800-259-9231. He goes on after saying that he thinks that money is generally good, but too much of it could be a bad thing. I just have to disagree. I wish I had a whole lot more money coming in, because I could do a lot of neat things with it that I can't afford right now, that I'd like to do. Someday I will. Someday we'll get there. Anyway, he says what's happening now is simple. Lobbyists pay off politicians so they and their companies can write policy into law that benefits them. That much he's right about. We pay twice as much as the next country for our meds as a result. Big oil is my other gripe, but I won't get into that. First of all, he is correct that companies do pay lobbyists, and they do get laws written to benefit them.
Right. This is the problem.
The FDA's existence, in fact, is something that seriously benefits the pharmaceutical industry.
Sure.
Because it costs billions of dollars in order to push a new pharmaceutical product through the FDA's approval process. Not only does it cost billions of dollars, but it also takes about 10 years. And
how many people die that could have been saved by these drugs that companies have come up with? Because the FDA has got this long vetting process.
It's a fine question. It's hard to calculate the total number of damage, but what you can look at is people, you know, for instance, with heart conditions that are dying because they don't have access to a new experimental heart medication. You can count those deaths. It's just you have to dig them up and find that information.
Mm-hmm.
But my point being, the FDA makes it very difficult for a new startup company to bring some radical, revolutionary new drug to the marketplace. So, therefore, since you and I, Mark, if we discover, you know, let's say we're scientists and, you know, amateur scientists, we discover a cure for cancer, we can't do anything with that cure for cancer because we don't have the billion dollars to push it through the FDA's approval process.
No, you're gonna have to take it to Big Pharma.
Right. So it's like this closed club almost between government people and these corporations that are just they're scratching each other's backs. They're using each other to make each other much more influential and powerful than they ever been in the past. And it's just fantasy to believe that you can elect somebody who's going to change that system so dramatically that all of a sudden the power mongering freaks are going to just decide to change their ways and go home. But it's not going to happen. So does that mean that Ron Paul couldn't possibly get elected and actually make a difference? He's going to have a tough road to hoe, no doubt about it.
I think it would make a difference.
If he does get in, he could make a difference. But that's only because Ron Paul is unique amongst 535.
Yeah,
he's the only guy amongst 535 maniacs in Congress that actually adheres to his principles. These other guys can be bought out for a few $1,000. And you think your candidates
regularly are
going to be different? Anyway, he says, no regulation on businesses and the lack of taxes from the people who make and hold 70% of the nation's wealth would force us to be a third world type nation, with the rich being the ruling class and the poor being used to serve their needs. I believe we fought for independence to get away from that. We didn't want to be overtaxed or ruled by a king.
Now, we didn't have these regulatory programs before, I don't know, 1913. Were the rich ruling over the poor at that point? Or did we have a strong middle class and a strong merchant class?
I think the latter.
That's exactly true.
He says, I believe after 6 years of Bush and company and their right-wing policies that resemble corporate welfare, that we already
Absolutely.
See the huge imbalance of wealth starting to take hold. Now, this imbalance exists because of what we've been talking about earlier, because they're working together.
Right. That's why the big companies want a big government, Dustin. That's the reason. because they can use that big government against you. Yeah, sure, you'll get Hillary Clinton in, and she'll fight for the little guy, supposedly. Not that I believe that crap for a second.
Nonsense.
They're all in bed with the lobbyists. But let's say that she really is. She's Trotsky reincarnated. She's going to fight for the little guy. Well, fine. Then once the pendulum swings, and all you have to do is look at history in America, all you have to do is look at the presidents, the pendulum doth swing. And this pendulum's going to swing back after Trotsky. Then you're going to have Adolf Hitler. And you're going to have built this giant, giant government around Trotsky so that he can help people. And then Adolf Hitler's going to get it.
Well, let's look at one of the examples of areas where the people that don't normally support corporations cheer on the government, but yet the things they're cheering on actually help the corporations, which they don't realize.
Like the FDA. Environmental
regulations is one of those areas. For instance, the environmentalists are constantly, yelling and screaming for more regulations, more regulations. We need more rules and more government rules for these companies to follow. But what they don't understand is that the big corporations can afford to comply with the new regulations.
Mm-hmm.
So if the new regulation, requires that some coal company puts some sort of filter up on their stacks, well, it's no big deal. They've got enough money coming in.
Well, the last thing they want is competition.
Right. They'll hire the lawyers, and no problem, because they're wiping sweat off their brow because the environmentalist lobby also has prevented new nuclear power facilities from being built. So nobody can really compete with the coal-burning facilities. And that's one example. Pesticides, other things, there's so many different environmental regulations. The big corporations can handle it. They just hire a few more lawyers, increase their prices on their products by just a few pennies. That's all it'll take to cover the cost of the new lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And problem solved. Nobody else can get in because with each new regulation, the barrier to entry into that business gets higher and higher and higher. And all the while, the environmentalists cheer this on as though they're doing something good for the world. All you're doing is you're insulating these existing businesses from anybody new with a new radical idea coming in and shaking up their industry. That's what you're doing. Anyway, he goes on. He says, I believe we fought for independence from a king, blah, blah, blah. Most jobs are low-paying and don't include benefits. Mothers who have kids...
Hold on. This guy just said, most jobs are low-paying and don't include benefits.
That's what he said.
Okay. Let's just shoot the legs right out from under him. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Go ahead.
Well, now, wait a minute. How can you back that up, Mark?
Most jobs are low-paying and don't have benefits? It's ridiculous. Most jobs have benefits. Most jobs pay well above minimum wage.
Most full-time jobs have benefits. I don't know, part-timers get that
Do you
much.
Think that more people are employed in part-time jobs in America than full-time?
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, you're...
Certainly the money, the breadwinners are getting full-time pay. I don't know about
are we
people.
Are we counting 2-year-olds now? Are we counting 70-year-olds? No. Most people that we're talking about are between the ages of 18 and 65. And those people largely have pretty good paying jobs and largely have benefits.
He says most...
Not all benefits. They may not be able to get eyeglasses and dental work, but they have some kind of benefit.
He says mothers who have kids and no father have to live off that money and provide for their children. Holding two jobs and having children doesn't sound like happiness to me. I empathize with that woman or man because I was one of their children. We'll continue. 800-259-9231. Do we need government welfare around to help out moms with two kids? With no father around, is that why we need government welfare? Tell me the market can't handle this? Charities can't pick up this ball? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
You're tired, irritable, emotional, and not sleeping well. Well, you've heard the saying, take a pill. Well, now you can. Four of them, in fact. All part of a wonderful new, easy-to-take vitamin supplement called Good Days, designed to support positive mood and emotional well-being, along with clarity of thinking, increased energy, better health and disease prevention, and even a better night's sleep. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. You can feel better, and Good Days can help. Unlike most supplements, these wonderful new vitamins were designed to support physical and emotional good health, with natural ingredients such as omega-3s and herbs and botanicals. I'm so certain that you'll love this new supplement, I want to send you a free 30-day supply right now. Come on, feel good, be happy, make Good Days part of your good life. Call now.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. Say call CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go shopping with us. If you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, someone was asking me actually a few hours ago in the Amplifier-only chat room, what's the percentage that Free Talk Live gets from Amazon? They thought it was something like 0.5% to 1%. And honestly, that's what I thought it was going to be when I was looking into this program with Amazon. And I was shocked to find out how generous their associates program is. Free Talk Live, when you enter Amazon through Amazon...
Well, it's not generous. It works for them.
Well, okay. Amazon.freetalklive.com. I was surprised at how I considered it generous. Because it could have been less.
Not generous.
It could have been less than I would have signed up, Mark. That's all I'm saying.
I understand.
Anyway.
It's a lot. It's not generous.
Whatever. Anyway, it's generous compared to some percentage sales percentage.
Generosity connotates the feeling in their heart, Ian. Mm-hmm. The feeling in their heart is they want you to bring them customers. And we do that very, very well at Free Talk Live because we try so hard because the percentage is good, not generous.
I'm going to have to look up the definition of generous now. Now I want to know because I felt like it was generous. Anyway, that's how I felt in my heart, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about that?
It's perception.
But anyway, it's 4% for electronics. It doesn't go any higher than that. But for everything else, it's higher. For everything else they sell, it depends on the amount of items that we sell.
Mm-hmm.
So the more items we sell, the amount goes up and up and up. It can go all the way up to as much as 10%. So I think we usually get it around 8. I think it's usually what we pull in. So the low tends to be around 5 to 6, but we sell enough items because of you going to Amazon.freetalklive.com that we can get up into the upper echelons of the percentages. Anyway, just figured I'd share that. If you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, anything you buy, whether it's used or new, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Let's continue with this email here from a so-called liberal, and he says he's concerned about moms. It's talking about welfare, who have kids and no father. They need to live off the money they're earning and provide for their children. Holding two jobs and having children, he says, doesn't sound like happiness to me. He says, I empathize with that woman or man because I was one of their children.
Right, Dustin. And what you propose to do to solve that problem is to be extraordinarily generous with other people's money. You don't propose to go out and do a day's work, not a moment. You won't lift your finger to do anything to help those people. How many charities have you donated to? What you want to do is you want to stick your hand in someone else's pocket and help those people out by stealing money from other people. Dustin, that's not the way you do it. This is the same kind of liberal, this is the kind of tripe that you hear from quote-unquote liberals, and to me, you know, the term's way overused, and it's difficult to know exactly what it means, but usually a person that calls themselves a liberal is in fact, or a progressive, is in fact a socialist, and they don't like to carry around their hammer and sickle outside, so they hide it.
Right.
Now, when Rush calls somebody a liberal, it could just mean anything, somebody who disagrees with him.
This guy believes that if it weren't for government
programs, here's what liberals have a problem with. They believe that, you know, that we see a problem, let's create a government program to fix that problem, and we'll throw a bunch of money at it, and that has to solve it. And it's all you have to do. All you have to do is look at America's public school system, and you will realize that that simply doesn't work. Public schools take twice as much money as a rule than private schools do in their same communities. Now, there certainly are some high-end preparatory schools out there that you can pay a great deal of money. But as a rule, in the communities, private schools are double what a government school is about twice per student as to what a private organization
and
is.
And the private schools do better for less.
And, yes, they do.
They cost less and perform better.
And ever since the government has really gotten a hold, especially the federal government has really gotten a hold of our public school system, where it's gone down and down and down. You know, now we're ranked somewhere in the 60th nation as far as education goes.
But he's talking about welfare, and we can look at that, too.
The fact is the government's bad at administering these things.
That's right. And at the federal level, 70% of the welfare dollars go to the middle-class bureaucrats running the program.
He doesn't care that if it's inefficient and has only 30 cents go to the people that are in the program. He doesn't care that, in fact, probably half of those people in that program don't need welfare. What they need to do is get up off their butts and get jobs.
He should care. Wait a minute, because some people, they're in.
He just wants to throw money because he feels bad.
He should care.
Somebody else's money.
If he claims to really care about poor people or single moms in tough situations or whatever, if he really cares about those people, then shouldn't he care about the percentages? Shouldn't he care that private charities do the job for the reverse? Instead of spending 70% on overhead, they're spending 30% or less on overhead and helping people with 70% or more of the money? Shouldn't he care about the fact that private charities are more interested in getting their people off of the welfare rolls than
perhaps he should, but yeah. I just don't see
that's
that
all I'm pointing out. If you really do truly care about people, you couldn't possibly support the government welfare programs because you're victimizing everyone to pay for this, the most inefficient form of aid possible. Anyway, he says a truly free market that also took care of the social aspect of society would be working for greed without regulation, and the last thing I want to see is yet another person dumped off while sick on the doorstep of people and organizations who care. Well, I don't understand that. Can I read this back to you, Mark, and tell me if you get it? A truly free market that also took care of the social aspect of society would be working for greed without regulation. And the last thing I want to see is yet another person dumped off while sick on the doorstep of people and organizations who care.
I have no idea what that
means. It's nonsense.
Means.
What? Next. Salvation Army is working for greed? What are you talking about? Has this person ever worked for a charity or even come close to one of their dealings?
No, likely he has never even stepped foot in Salvation Army. These organizations are fantastic.
He says, in the end, for me, it's
Goodwill,
all...
Goodwill, great.
He says, in the end, for me, it's all about people first. Big money and corporations second.
What it is for you, Dustin, is stealing people's money in order to make yourself feel better.
Right. If it was all about people, you'd stop stealing from them. I mean, if you really care about people, stop using force on them. That's what government programs do. Government is force. You can't have a government program without somebody with a gun making threats to people that if you don't pay, you're going to go to jail. That's what government is. Nothing more, nothing less. But anyway, he says, making money isn't a bad thing. However, a lack of loyalty to U.S. workers and globalization is not good for our country. We need social progress. I thought people that were against globalization were the conservatives. I don't even know what globalization means.
Globalization, largely, when used by a liberal, is talking about corporations, multinational corporations.
What's wrong with people doing trade around the world?
But these companies are too big. They're dangerous.
He says, we need social programs and policies to protect us from these things. Protect? I don't need to be protected from companies. They can't get my money without my consent.
But they're harming the environment.
Nonsense. The government's the biggest polluter. The government pollutes more than U.S.
military. And allows these companies to pollute.
Correct.
They get away with it because of the government.
He says, I do agree with having a smaller government, however, he says, and having less bureaucracy.
Because what he wants is to get rid of the army.
He says, we need better policies. Well, I want to get rid of that, too. Anyway, he says, we need better policies.
You know, this is what they talk about. We're going to make government efficient. I believe the government can work. That kind
nonsense.
Of liberal tripe.
He says, we need
show me a government that's worked.
Now, wait a minute,
show me one thing that's worked.
Conservatives believe the government can work, too. Conservatives believe the Border Patrol works
and
that drug interdiction efforts work.
You're right.
And that, you know.
You're right.
So, as long as it's their guys and just their program, they can make it work. Anyway, he says, we need better policies that allow the government to work for its people and not large corporations. And we need more efficient models of the old programs that worked well in the past but allow too many people to freeload off a system when they actually don't need the money.
Mm-hmm.
They make the common man look bad and allow for these current policies to be overlooked.
We need bureaucrats to suddenly be incentivized and care about their jobs.
Sorry, it doesn't happen. It's bureaucracy. They're
incentivized to not care about their jobs.
They care about their jobs. They care about keeping their jobs forever.
Right, but not doing them well.
They don't have to. It's just too bad. Some people don't understand, he says, that individual greed is much less threatening to our society than corporate greed.
And even the bureaucrats will tell you, not in their particular, their personal instance, but they can look around them and they can say, oh, yeah, this is inefficient. Oh, yeah, that guy is not doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more that could be done here.
Anyway, back to my solitaire. That's what they would say.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you have a great show. You sound reasonable, but until you get into the whole free market ideas, which admittedly I haven't heard you discuss enough to hear you defend well, considering I've listened to two shows total. Oh, you're so new, Dustin. Keep listening. You'll get it eventually. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
So maybe enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. The signal CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system with over 250,000 posts. That's a lot. Serious issues and fun stuff. It's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. SavvyRest.com as we go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to Scott in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live. Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I had this past Saturday a meeting with my member of parliament. They're our federal representatives.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she had, like, a little community meeting and, you know, handed out flyers. And so I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to talk to her and get some feedback and let her know what's on my mind.
Okay.
Well, here's my conclusion, and this is really relevant to what you were just talking about with welfare, is that people really expect the government to take care of them.
It's an entitlement mentality, and it's been indoctrinated into us from day one.
As though the government really could take care of you if that was what it was set out to do.
Well, and the people at this meeting, there weren't a lot of them. Like, really, there were like 10 people there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a small little round table thing. But people came there with issues they wanted to discuss. And I came there more as just as a general thing. I didn't really have anything specific to bring up.
Right.
But there was this one fellow there who wasn't getting his morning breaks at where he was working. And he wanted our member of parliament to do something about it. Mm. He wasn't getting his break in the morning.
I despise people like him.
I mean, you come to see your federal representative and that's what you bring to the table?
It's just,
apparently it is.
He can't handle his own problems. I mean, look, if you're not getting your breaks and it's such a big deal to you and you go to the manager and they're not going to do anything for you, go to the competition and tell them you'd like a job where you can get breaks and you're willing to bring your business over there. I can't stand it when people go to the government. They go crying to mommy government when somebody in a business does something they don't like. Use your power as an employee. Take your valuable labor, presuming he's any good, and take it somewhere else. It's just so sad.
And that was only one guy, right? Other people were talking about the environment and things like that. As if the government can like fix global warming. Like, what are we going to do here? I mean, we can have a small impact, but really, when she asked me what were my issues, I said, you know, I'm actually a pretty content person. I don't really have big issues, but I talk about civil liberties, and these are the things that concern me. And I brought up marijuana, specifically medicinal, because I figure big steps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this representative was with the Liberal Party, and they are in support of medicinal marijuana, or legalizing marijuana altogether, but they're not in power right now.
Okay.
But they had started steps for that when they were in power. But when I brought that up, then someone else said, oh, well, my brother's been addicted to marijuana for 30 years. I said, well, people have the right to do what they want to with their own body, you know.
Right.
And then I just kind of moved on from there. But
yeah, well, hey, dude, the marijuana's been illegal for 30 years, so what's your point?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, well, that's his problem. Just because your brother has a problem with it doesn't mean all these other people should not participate.
By the way, here's an interesting viewpoint on this. And this whole process for you probably should have been very instructive, and I'm sure you got this. And tell me if you felt the same way.
Sure.
It seems to me that you're describing that the 10 people that attended this meeting, you know, you being one of the 10, the other 9 were all interested in having some sort of government program formed or some sort of benefit sent to them. This goes to show you who it is that is active out there in the world of government. Who amongst the community, amongst the people that live in your area, are most interested in contacting their representatives, are most interested in going to these town meetings, are most interested in being involved in government? Who are they? They're the people that want something. They're the people that want some new government program or some government perk or benefit to be directed over in their direction. All of the other productive people, the people in the economy, the business owners, the entrepreneurs, the workers, the hard workers, the people that are out there working 2 or 3 jobs, these people don't have time to go to these silly little government roundtable meetings. They're busy. They're putting food on the table. They're innovating. They're coming up with new products and services to offer the marketplace. They can't concern themselves with the goings-on and the machinations of the state, so they keep doing their thing while these welfare queens and these people with the entitlement mentality are the ones getting all of the face time in front of the representatives. I mean, that's what was going on here.
And it shows that liberty-minded people need to be more active in doing these sort of things. Now, that's the only people, my MP, that's the only voices she heard were these other people besides me. That's why we're getting all the time.
And that's why they can say with a straight face, well, my constituents want a new smoking ban, or my constituents want a new this and that, or this new program here, because that's all they're hearing from anybody. Now, I'm not saying that if all of a sudden a bunch of small government people showed up that these representatives would change their tune. They wouldn't. But I'm just pointing out that there aren't any small government people to speak of. You only went on a lark. You just wanted to see what it was all about. Sad stuff. Thanks for the story, man. We appreciate it. Let us know anything else that happens. 800-259-9231. But it still is important for people of a small government mindset, people of a pro-liberty mindset, to get involved,
to be as involved as possible.
Yes.
You know, you get in there, you talk to these representatives as often as you can, you go to the local, whatever local government meetings there are, but what you'll find is you're the only one.
Yep.
It's you. And the rest of them are a bunch of crybabies who want a bunch of problems solved by the government.
Which could also make you want to just give it up and go home and go do something productive.
Right. You aren't the only small government person to have ever gone to one of these meetings. It's just that there's no productivity for you, whereas when they go, they'll likely get a handout of some sort or another.
Right.
Well,
they'll be promised something.
So, you know, what I found is I'm just not interested in doing that in my local community. I moved for the Free State Project, and there's people at every one of these meetings. Every one of them.
There's not enough yet.
There's not enough, but, you know.
Julia's the only one here in Keene.
Right. But they'll still. You're talking about somebody who could be an elected representative or something like that.
That's the only reason she's going.
When they had the eminent domain issue, there were all kinds of people there.
Well, that's true.
So, you know, it makes more sense when you have strength in numbers. There's just no numbers on a local level.
Unless you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and
That's
help
correct.
Us build the numbers here. It can be done, but we need you. Anyway, freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Let's go to Joe in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Real quick on this welfare, it wasn't long ago when I was listening to NPR, which, of course, is, you know, a little bit liberal slanted, I suppose, but
it seems
I tend
sort
to think
of,
that they're more objective than most.
It's like a radio network on welfare. NPR.
Basically, yeah, which is why whenever they fail to mention Ron Paul, I'm almost like, well, of course they're not going to mention him. He's going to...
They do really good at mentioning Ron Paul. They're very good about mentioning him. And they know... What's that?
I haven't heard of him.
I've heard an interview. Interview with Ron Paul. I've heard, whenever they seem to talk to me, whenever I hear them talk about presidential candidates, they spend more time on Ron Paul than anybody else.
Well, they said today that Huckabee was the emerging second-tier candidate at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Which they've been saying over and over. But it was on NPR that I heard this welfare report, and I think it was like Wisconsin or Wyoming, where they did a study on welfare. Imagine that, all these W's. And basically what they found was that if they gave people who were on the welfare program sort of a deadline and offered them, assistance with maybe training or anything like that, clerical training and different things like that through the government, if they were on a welfare program, by putting a deadline on the welfare, they actually got off of the welfare. But if you left the welfare as sort of this permanent, solution to a problem, then they just stayed on the welfare. And this was back, I guess, during the Reagan years, and they were studying these women who were pulled off of welfare or denied welfare program benefits, and they kind of just caught back up with them, and they said, well, that was the best thing that ever happened to me, was getting off welfare. When they said that I couldn't get it anymore, mm-hmm. it incentivized me to get up and get out and do things for myself. And
mm-hmm.
they had turned their lives around by this point.
Right, you're not doing anybody any favor with welfare. Is all you're doing is really sentencing, you're sentencing them to a life of, not what the United States version of poverty is, not real poverty, but what
right.
we have is poverty. And they're never going to go
right.
anywhere.
Our richest poor people.
Mm-hmm.
Great points, Joe. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. The Ron Paul girl, the girl that's on YouTube and Metacafe, or I think it's Metacafe, where she's taking off clothes for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
She, Julia, apparently was poking around her website. And she has like an about me or how she got into Ron Paul, but her story. And I'm hoping Julia can get her on the show. I told Julia, I tried to get her on. She didn't write my email back. So maybe Julia can make it happen. But the short version of her story is that her parents were welfare queens, both mom and dad, on welfare. Of course, they're working under the table, too, at the same time to get a little bit of extra money in. But they basically said, they basically raised her with the mentality of working's for suckers. Working's for suckers.
Wow.
And that's what people who are raised by welfare parents are taught. And so they're taught to stay on the welfare rolls throughout their entire life. Luckily, she rejected that. And now she's a big fan of Ron Paul and so on and so forth. Anyway, we're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will see you online in the meantime between now and tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever...